14 years ago. In 2010, St. Albert City Council voted 5-2 against streaming future city council meetings on the internet. Despite how online our world has become, only 14 years ago it was deemed that the Shaw broadcasts that aired council meetings were good enough, despite meetings often running longer than Shaw would air them for. The decision angered local council watchers, including Elka Blodgett, who told the Gazette that council hadn't kept its promise of better communication. Implementing the service back then would have cost the city an estimated $30,000 per year, which some felt was too high a price. St. Albert City Council eventually began web streaming council sessions a year later, starting on December 5, 2011. 30 years ago, in 1993, students at St. Albert High School lobbied Alberta Human Rights Commissioner Jack O'Neill to discuss issues relating to children's rights. 23 grade 12 students attended, and Robin Connolly opened the meeting by saying Alberta was the only province that didn't recognize the 1989 United Nations Convention on the Rights of the Child. She also expressed a wish for the government to implement policies to address issues such as poverty, counseling programs, and protection of the abused. O'Neill told the students he would include their comments in a report to the provincial government. 40 years ago, in December 1984, 73 teachers of St. Albert's Protestant schools were set to vote on a strike. The teachers were seeking a 0.8% wage increase in 1984 and a 3% wage increase in 1985, plus benefits. Don Witwicky, chairman of the Board of Trustees Negotiating Committee, told the St. Albert Gazette the board's position at the time was to offer no increase in wages in 1984. And a 3% increase in 1985. The teachers did vote for a strike in January 1985, walking out for 3 days during the week of Monday, January 14. 47 years ago, in the dead of winter, Sturgeon County Composite High School opened on December 9, 1977. It was estimated that 400 people braved the -40°C weather to attend the opening, according to Sturgeon School Division Assistant Superintendent Walter Hepler. While there was initially talk of cancellation as the temperature dipped lower and lower on the day of the opening, it was thought too late to reschedule. Hepler didn't know exactly how many children braved the extreme cold to attend the first day of school on December 10.